some new rules here at the bus barn. Like when buses are just sitting here, drivers cannot leave them running, and the drivers can't take off too fast. Those are just two rules to help the district save money. We caught up with bus drivers with their engines off, waiting for students to board. They cannot allow the buses to just idle anymore. It's considered a waste of gas.
They'll certainly be held accountable.
Really?
Absolutely.
Accountable like
we are serious, disciplinary action.
Otway Burkhalter says drivers will also be penalized for taking off too fast or just going too fast.
Gas prices are going up, and we don't know where they're going to end. And it's taking a lot of money out of the educational process of the district, so we have to do what we can to try to preserve fuel.
Tulsa schools anticipated a $350,000 shortfall, all because of gas. And next year could be worse. More parents might consider putting kids on Big Yellow, a ticket to save them money.
Sounds like a good idea, but I haven't thought about it.
Tammy Stark says the bus is the only way for her daughter.
We're both in two different places, so it's difficult with the money, you know, gas prices, so it's difficult.
Right now, students may walk up to a mile and a half to catch their bus, but there have been hints that students may have to walk longer.
We're looking at several different options yet, and we're still studying them.
Right now, he and other supervisors are watching the buses and the drivers, making sure they're not burning too much gas.
So if they're going to make any changes to your child's bus route, you'll know by June 30th. That's the last day of the fiscal year and when the budgets come out. In West Tulsa, Kim Jackson, News Channel 8.